KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. We're live. We're local. We are KPR. Listen to KPR online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Good morning. The blockbuster trial over Fox News' false claims of election fraud is not going to happen. The case settled at the last minute, but...
The place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being here on this Wednesday morning.
Support for KPR comes from Kring's Interior, celebrating 60 years in downtown Lawrence. Thankful for the support of Lawrence and the surrounding community. Information on flooring and more available at kringsinteriors.com.
Our next news update, less than 10 minutes away here on Morning Edition. Clear skies right now, but as the day unfolds, we'll have a mostly cloudy sky and crazy windy conditions. A high of 78 degrees this afternoon. The winds will come from the south, and when they are behaving, they'll blow at 20 to 25 miles an hour, but some wind gusts today will reach up to 40 miles an hour. All of this has prompted the National Weather Service to issue a wind advisory. It'll take effect at 7 o'clock tonight. The winds will blow hard all night long. Wind advisory will be in effect until 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. Late tonight, about an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Most of that precipitation expected after midnight. Windy conditions tonight. And then tomorrow morning, a 40% chance of rain. Here on the KU campus at the University of Kansas, we have a clear sky, windy conditions, and 62 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, the locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence, with heirloom quality furniture by Acornis, Copeland, Sisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Yesterday at Kansas Public Radio, we were entirely pledge-free thanks to gifts from sustaining members. Well, that's not happening today. Today we're looking for a few more people to chip in and help Kansas Public Radio so we can continue to provide you with programs like Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and Top of the Hour News. Here to help me this morning, our program director, Daryl Brogdon, and our special guest, Rex Buchanan, a KPR commentator and emeritus director at the Kansas Geological Survey. Good morning to you, Daryl.
Good morning to you, Jay. And it is our first day back after a pledge-free Tuesday, which is always a pleasure. We're back at it this morning, however, and let's get into the morning. Commentator Rex Buchanan, good morning to you, Rex, and thank you for getting up early. Or maybe you get up this early every day. I don't know.
I don't get up this early every day.
I believe you.
But I appreciate the chance to get up to do this morning because actually this is something I enjoyed. I enjoy visiting with you guys just out of curiosity. So this is KPR's 70th anniversary. Have you guys both been there like from day one?
Daryl has.
Okay. You have?
You know, we're going there already this morning.
Let's put it this way, Rex. Daryl has not been here for 70 years. I'm not even sure he's 70
years old. It just
feels
like it.
However, he probably is, I think you will agree, Daryl, the longest serving employee still on staff. Active staff member. Steve Kincaid, our director of engineering, is close, but I think Daryl gets the prize.
Is there a prize? Is it a cash prize?
Your prize is doing yet another fund drive.
Well, that's the task is its own reward, isn't it? 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org. Rex, do you have anything else to make me feel old this morning?
Yeah, field trips out in western Kansas over the weekend, Daryl. How long have you been at the station?
Well, let's put it this way. It was the dinosaurs were still out in the front yard when I began broadcasting here. No, actually, 1982. So okay. It's, what is that, 41 years with absolutely no ambition to better my position. Because when you work in public radio, especially when you work at Kansas Public Radio, it's hard to do better. It's a fabulous station, a committed team, and great programming. With a great tradition at KPR.
I agree with you, Daryl. I was just out in Western Kansas. I listen to High Plains Public Radio when I'm out there, but when I get back to Eastern Kansas, I always appreciate the fact when I start to get close enough to pick KPR up, usually somewhere a little ways west of Junction City. And, because it is the quality of programming, the amount of, particularly for me, the amount of news that you all carry. This program this morning, when I'm headed west, this is always the thing I'm listening to as I hit I-70 and I'm headed out of here. And I always know that I'm going to be able to turn on the news at the top of the hour and find out exactly what's going on, no matter where I am or when I'm headed out there. So I genuinely appreciate that. And I was leading field trips with people from all over the country, and they were really, they really enjoyed being in Western Kansas. I know some people don't always feel that way. But one of the things that I am proud of Kansas about is Kansas Public Radio. And I'm dead serious about that. I think that we've got a radio station here in Lawrence that people in Lawrence are proud of, and you all should be proud of. So if you agree with me about that, and I assume people do, this morning would be a good time to call in and support that. So
do you happen to know the number?
I believe I do. This has never been my strong suit.
Don't blow it.
This phone number, 888-577-5268 would be the number, and kansaspublicradio.org. And I believe with that, I will turn it back over to Jay Schaefer having correctly given the number.
You're going to quit while you're ahead?
That's pretty good, because Rex has been with us before when he completely botched the phone number. But he got it right today. And it is 888-577-5268. Why should you call? Well, we can't rely on the other guy. Clearly, he's not calling in right now.
Or she.
And our goal here at KPR is to give a chance to all of our listeners to become listener members. I think most of our listeners realize that 84% of the money it takes to run this radio station comes from contributions. $5, $10, $15 a month pledges, a dollar a day pledge. 84%. So think about that. If we didn't have listener members, if we didn't have people calling 888-577-5268, there's no way we could afford to bring you Morning Edition, or All Things Considered, or have locally hosted classical music, or interesting and unique programs like the Retro Cocktail Hour and Film Music Friday. There's a lot we wouldn't be able to do. We wouldn't be able to cover the Kansas State House, I can tell you that right now. So your pledge is important. We thank you for listening, but please give us a call right now at 888-577-5268 and cast your vote for KPR.
You know, you depend on the station to bring you the news every day at this time. And it's our honor and privilege to have that great news, great music, great programming, a great tradition here at Kansas Public Radio. And we want you, we hope you will be part of that tradition by supporting KPR right now with your pledge at 1-888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's something I bet you have been meaning to do, particularly this week, which is our spring membership drive. Well, now there's no better time than right now. Now is the time. All the lines are open. The website is easy to access. It's kansaspublicradio.org. And that phone number, 888-577-5268. So make that pledge and make it right now.
About a minute to go before the latest news. Tom Parkinson is waiting in the wings to bring us the Kansas news headlines this morning. First, NPR will update us on the national and international news. If you're a longtime listener to Morning Edition on KPR, you know that we have news updates at the top and the bottom of the hours, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, it's almost 6:30 on this Wednesday morning, April 19th. We're glad to have you along. We've got more news to tell you about, but we're looking for our first pledge this morning. Will it come from Emporia, Topeka, Lawrence, Leavenworth? We don't know. Let us know. Are you listening in Abilene? I can tell you it's windy and 65 degrees in Abilene. Why not give us a call? Make a pledge to your public radio station, Kansas Public Radio. 888-577-5268.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Access to the abortion drug mifepristone could become...
This is Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Kansas schools are reporting a surge of disruptive behavior by students, including violence against teachers. As Suzanne Perez of the Kansas News Service reports, the subject has caught the attention of teachers, unions, and state lawmakers, but solutions are hard to find.
Jackie Tabor has taught elementary and middle school in Wichita for about 20
years. Zero tolerance. We're not going to continue.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KMUW, KCUR, and High Plains Public Radio, reporting on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You can find more Kansas News Service stories on our website, including this one we just heard. Log on to kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
We'll wind up with mostly cloudy skies and breezy conditions today. Right now at the University of Kansas, partly cloudy and 62. The projected high today around 78 degrees. It's 6:51. Thanks for tuning in to KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer along with our program director, Daryl Brogdon. And this guy, Rex Buchanan, director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. Rex, I know that the governor, I believe it was the previous governor, appointed you to the Earthquake Task Force here in Kansas. Have you found a way to stop the earthquakes in Kansas yet?
Have you felt any earthquakes lately, Jay?
I have not, personally.
Well, thank you. You can thank me and the other members of the task force for that, and we're here for you. Hey, I have a work-related question this morning. So we're here to ask people to support public radio. There is a match out of available for people who donate this morning. I know a number of your listeners are already sustaining members like I am. There are people who every month there's a certain amount taken out of my bank account to support public radio. It's a great way to support public radio. You don't have to worry about calling in. If people were to call in and increase the amount that they are a sustaining member, would that count toward that match? Would that match count toward that?
Absolutely. That's a pledge of $100 or more. And Lynn Heiligenthal, Showalter, one-time Kansas resident, now in Ohio, but still a listener supporter. Lynn will kick in $100 for every pledge for the next 10 pledges at any membership level. So, Rex, since this is our 70th anniversary year, our basic membership level starts at $70. So, really, a pledge of $70 or more gets that $100 match. 888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org.
And if you're an existing member and you call us to upgrade your membership, perhaps give us a few more dollars per month, I think that qualifies. I'll have to call Lynn Heiligenthal Showalter, but I'm sure she'd give us the thumbs up. We're looking for phone calls and pledges at 888-577-5268.
You know, we talked a lot earlier this morning about the mission of Kansas Public Radio, and we're always talking about that, especially during the membership drive. KPR's always relied on
the support of our members for the great majority of our funding. 84% of KPR's operating budget comes from the community. And that's why we rely on your generous support more than ever. That's why your donation right now is so important, because you depend on the news that Morning Edition, All Things Considered, bring you throughout the week. 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org.
You know, we've talked about the utility of the information that we get. The thing that I probably appreciate as much as anything else from KPR is the Kansas coverage. And stories like the one that you just played, to me, are really terrific. I know that the Kansas News Service covers stories that I don't hear anyplace else. And one I particularly appreciate, David Kondos from Kansas Public News Service has done a number of really good water-related stories, which I think is the most important issue faced in the state of Kansas. And I've heard coverage out of David that is not just really in-depth coverage, but really accurate. He really does a terrific job of bringing that story, giving that story life. And I think it's an important story, and it's a story I don't hear anyplace else. So if you appreciate that kind of information that you can't get anyplace else, now would be a good time to express that appreciation.
David Kondos with the Kansas News Service is one of many reporters that we can bring to bear on the issues confronting Kansans. And you heard it from Rex Buchanan, the man who every January for the past 20-some years has gone to western Kansas to measure water levels in water wells across the Ogallala Aquifer. He knows the importance of water. So does our reporter David Kondos, based in Hayes. But I know David one time spent at least an entire day, if not longer, with you, Rex Buchanan, as you went from water well to water well, measuring the levels. And I think perhaps by now Kansas is getting a water plan in place. Some legislation was recently passed in Topeka encouraging conservation efforts, more conservation efforts. We'll see how that goes, but we do know that the Ogallala Aquifer in particular has been declining, and the rate of recharge has not been what we would hope it would be. Drought and less rain causing all kinds of trouble out west and in the central part of the state as well. Go ahead.
Yeah. David spent a day with me a few years ago, and he went back out with one of our other folks this year. And the story that resulted from that trip encapsulated very exactly what was going on in Topeka at that time in terms of response to water issues. And so that's the kind of story that, like I said, you just don't hear anyplace else. And I don't know exactly how all the funding for the Kansas News Service works, but I'm pretty sure you all wouldn't be able to support that news service if you didn't have the support of people that are listening right now. So express that support if you like that Kansas related news, because it's important to you. The number 1-888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org if you'd like to go online. But don't forget about there being matching money on the table here, so you can double your pleasure, double your fun, double your money.
Lynn Hollingenthal show. I'm sorry, I cut you off, Rex. What?
Go ahead, Terrell.
You were done? I was just going to say, Lynn Heiligenthal Showalter lived in Kansas for 40 years before she moved back home to Ohio, but she is still a listener member, and she is offering a $1,000 challenge this morning. When you make a pledge at any amount, she'll add $100 to the total. So that's a great opportunity, especially if you're becoming a member listener for the first time. 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org. Why not make that pledge right now?
It's a heck of a commitment, too. Lynn Heiligenthal Showalter has been making extra money available to KPR for years now, because I know I've been on the air during several membership drives where she has offered KPR extra money. She doesn't even live here anymore, and she's encouraging you. You who perhaps you do live here, can you call in and make a pledge at 888-577-5268? If you do, we can tap into some of this extra money from Lynn Heiligenthal Showalter, who is still supporting KPR, even though she now lives in Ohio. Make it happen by calling 888-577-5268.
That's pretty impressive that somebody that doesn't live here anymore would continue to provide that kind of support. And that, I've always been impressed as I'm out in the community of the personal identification that people in Lawrence and northeastern Kansas have with KPR. That's a good example of it, that people really appreciate it. So now's a good time to express that appreciation.
888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org.
I hear birds in the background. Somebody have a window open? That must be Rex.
I do, yes.
There are no birds in the underground martini bunker, so it's got to be you, Rex.
Daryl is broadcasting from the undisclosed location of the underground martini bunker. Rex Buchanan is zooming in from his home, where apparently his windows are open. Can you identify those birds chirping in the background, Rex?
There are some cardinals. So Daryl's location is bird-free, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no birds in the bunker.
But you don't dislike birds?
No.
No, I love birds. There just don't happen to be any birds here. I need a parrot or a toucan. That's what I need.
Let me say this. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, and KANH HD1 Emporium, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute.
Good morning, bye.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in.
Support for KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloist, presenting Handel in Love, April 22nd, 7:30 p.m. at Westport Presbyterian Church in Kansas City, with arias by George Friedrich Handel, featuring soprano Sarah Tannehill Anderson. Tickets at bacariasoloist.com.
Well, I just stepped outside. It looks like it wants to rain, and yet it is not raining right now in Lawrence. We do have a mostly cloudy sky, 63 degrees. Windy conditions will prevail across all of eastern Kansas today, and the winds will pick up tonight. A wind advisory takes effect at 7 p.m. It'll last until 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. So for today, mostly cloudy, breezy, strong winds out of the south up to 40 miles an hour, a high of 78 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, about an 80% chance, with most of that coming after midnight. And tomorrow, a 40% chance for showers and storms, mainly in the morning. Tomorrow's high around 68 degrees. Once again, mostly cloudy here at KPR, 63 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Silent Sky, about trailblazing astronomer Henrietta Leavitt, and set in the 1900s when women in science were discouraged from making their own discoveries. From April 12th through 23rd, tickets at theaterlawrence.com.
KPR has yet to win the Silver Sow Award or the Buckeye Newshawk Award, but we have won the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Station of the Year Award a record 21 times. That's more than any other radio or TV station in the state. Awards are one measure of success. Another measure of success is membership. Just how many listeners financially support this station? My boss would say, well, not enough. I think he's right. Our goal is to make every listener a listener member. Are you a KPR listener member? I hope so. But if not, you can call us now and rectify that. Make a pledge by calling 888-577-5268. Here to help me raise some money for this awesome radio station is our program director, Daryl Brogdon, and KPR commentator Rex Buchanan, director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. Daryl, if I'm looking at the right information right now, I think we've had one caller in the past hour. Aubrey Moore of Lawrence has checked in with a pledge.
Yes, and thank you, Aubrey, for making that call or making that online pledge. Aubrey was in response to the challenge from longtime supporter Lynn Heiligenthal Showalter, who lives in Ohio but is still a KPR member and listener and is making this challenge today. Lynn will add $100. We love to see that, but you know what? It can't always be the folks increasing their existing pledge. They've done their part. Now it's down to you, because you're listening to KPR, because you depend on KPR. It's really up to you to do your part. It doesn't have to be a lot either. $70 is enough to get you in the door. It'll also get you a free KPR 70th anniversary pen, lapel pen, and the satisfaction of doing what needs to be done. So won't you make your call now, right now, 888-577-5268, or make your pledge right now at KansasPublicRadio.org. That will make you feel great as you start your Wednesday, knowing that you've done something important before the day has even begun. 888-577-5268, KansasPublicRadio.org.
You know, Daryl, when I'm out in the community, and people have heard a commentary that I've done, a lot of times they'll want to talk about it, and I almost always follow up with, are you a member? And these are folks that listen a lot, and yet a lot of times the answer is that they're not. And when you ask them why, I get the sense that they think that that's a job for somebody else to do, that they think somebody else is doing it, so why do they need to worry about it? After all, they haven't pledged, and you guys are still on the air. That is one way to look at it, but I don't think it's the way folks ought to look at it, obviously. I think if you appreciate that kind of information, then it's up to you to support it. It's like anything else. If it's meaningful and useful to you, you ought to support it. And now would be a good time to do that, since you can get your donations matched. But particularly if you've never done it before, this would be a good time to express that appreciation.
Kansas teachers say student behavior has gotten much worse since the pandemic. Some students are lashing out at classmates and teachers.
Pushing, shoving, hitting, slapping, throwing items. The amount of that physical violence has increased so much.
The topic has gotten the attention of parents, teachers, unions, and state lawmakers, but solutions to student behavior are hard to find. We'll have more on this story coming up at 7:45 this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Another excellent story from our news reporting partners with the Kansas News Service. Suzanne Perez will tell us more. Coming up again at about 7:45. In the meantime, we're hoping that you think enough of this radio station and the Kansas national and international news it provides to make a pledge in any amount. Pledge about $6 a month. That's a $70 a year pledge. We'll send you a commemorative 70th anniversary enamel pin as we celebrate our 70th year on the air. Make it happen when you call 888-577-5268. And don't forget about the match that's still going on.
Lynn Heiligenthal, Showalter will add $100 to your pledge of $70 or more. There's no limit on the amount you can pledge, but it's got to be at least $70 to claim a $100 match, thanks to Lynn, who is listening and supporting KPR from Ohio. You may be right here and not already a member listener. And there's an easy metric for determining if you should support Kansas Public Radio. It's very simple. Do you listen? If you listen, ideally, we would love it for you to be a member listener. And then you've got a stake in public radio. How many times have you turned to Kansas Public Radio for clarity about the day's news, especially breaking news situations? When there's a rail disaster, an environmental disaster, as we've seen a couple of recently, there's an election or some other fast-breaking, fast-developing news story, and you turn to public radio for information, for clarity to the day's news. You rely on KPR to keep you informed. We rely on you to keep programs like Morning Edition on the air. It's just as simple as that. 888-577-5268, KansasPublicRadio.org.
Daryl, when I turn on the news, I'm not just looking for bare bones information, but I'm trying to learn information that will help me understand what the news really means and how to provide context. And that's, again, one of the things I appreciate about Morning Edition and All Things Considered is the depth of the story so much. I know I mentioned David Condos from Kansas News Service. He does such great work. I know right off the bat he won an Edward R. Murrow Award. So you're not just talking about information, you're talking about people that deliver really high quality news stories here. And I think if you think about where your news sources are, getting that really high quality, analytical, in-depth news is so important, and it doesn't come cheap. I mean, I know we've been talking about what it costs to put Morning Edition and All Things Considered on the air here at KPR. But it's kind of a hair-raising amount of money that it costs to do that, and that's why it's so important to people to call in. Like $100-some thousand to do?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars to bring Morning Edition and All Things Considered to the airwaves here at KPR.
And that's just KPR. That's not some national number. That is just your radio station.
That's right. And the important thing to remember is that we're not looking for that from one person. But if we get $5 a month from this guy and $10 a month from that gal and $15 a month from someone else, all of that together helps us have the ability to purchase programs like Morning Edition and the rights to All Things Considered and Top of the Hour News. But of course, here at KPR, it goes much beyond the news magazines. We've got classical music, jazz, trail mix, singer-songwriter Americana, the retro cocktail hour Saturday and Sunday nights, the weekend programming like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. The list goes on and on and on. And let's face it, you're already sold on the programming. That's why you're listening right now, during the membership drive of all time. So you're sold on the programming. Can we sell you a year-long subscription to KPR? I hope so. Give us a call, 888-577-5268, or online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News and...
This is Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. The following story is made possible in part by Andy Taylor, who runs the Montgomery County Chronicle. Kansas schools are reporting a surge of disruptive behavior by students, including violence against teachers. As Suzanne Perez of the Kansas News Service reports, the subject has caught the attention of teachers' unions and state lawmakers, but solutions are hard to find.
Jackie Tabor has taught elementary and...
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KMUW, KCUR, and High Plains Public Radio. The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You'll find more Kansas News Service stories on our website, including this one, at kansaspublicradio.org. Also on the KPR website, you'll find a pledge form where you can pledge safely and securely and conveniently. Pledge your support now to the station that brings you news, music, entertainment, and a whole lot more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Silent Sky, about trailblazing astronomer Henrietta Leavitt, and set in the 1900s when women in science were discouraged from making their own discoveries. From April 12th through 23rd, tickets at theodorelawrence.com.
Strong winds today all across eastern Kansas. Here in Lawrence, we have a pretty windy day going on, 63 degrees. A wind advisory will take effect at 7 o'clock tonight and last until 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. How windy will it get? Well, we're going to have wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour and better. Mostly cloudy and breezy by this afternoon, a high of 78. Again, it's 63 in Lawrence. You might be asking yourself, when is the rain coming? Later today. Showers and storms likely, an 80% chance. Could begin as early as this evening, but most of the precipitation is expected after midnight. Enough about the weather. Let's return to the Campaign for Excellence, where we're trying to raise money for this award-winning radio station. Have you done your part? I hope so. I hope you're already a listener member. I hope you're a sustainer. If not, Change it right now by calling 888-577-5268.
You know, Jay, when you say return to the Campaign for Excellence, it makes me think that, you know, it's the Campaign for Excellence. It's our members who support this station that make it possible for us to get you that weather forecast you just heard, along with the latest news, in-depth news. That reporting doesn't just happen. There's a cost associated with it. Nobody has to bear that cost alone. In fact, that's the beauty of public radio. It's people coming together to make something positive happen in the world. Kansas Public Radio is, we like to think, an asset to this community. And because you agree, because you listen and depend on KPR, we hope that this morning you'll become a member listener. We have three more ways for you to get that $100 match from Lynn Heiligenthal Showalter in Ohio. She's an Ohio resident, but still a Kansas Public Radio member listener, and she's challenging you this morning. If you pledge $70 or more, Lynn will add $100 to your investment in Kansas Public Radio. And there's three more opportunities to get that match. 888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you, Taylor and Jill Bussinger, for making your investment in Kansas Public Radio. I hope Jake Jacobson didn't annoy it out of you, but we'll take it any way we can get it. I understand Taylor and Jill live next door to our own Jake Jacobson. Jake's over there probably of an evening. Why are you not a member of Kansas? I don't think I can live next door to someone who is not a member of Kansas Public Radio.
Jake wouldn't annoy his neighbors.
I don't think. I'm exaggerating to make a point, okay. Jay. So,
is Rex Buchanan still on this Zoom call?
I am still on this Zoom call, I'm just a lowly occasional commentator. You two are the professionals, but as I understand it, there is just there are only a few opportunities less than you get a match with $100, and so you dramatically increase the impact of your donation. So now, before that, matching money goes off the table. Am I right about that, you professional broadcasters?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. There are three opportunities remaining to get in on Lynn Heiligenthal Showalter's $100, it's actually a $1,000 challenge. Seven people have already responded to it, and there were three opportunities left to get that $100 match. Pat Nobo, Topeka, thank you. Pat says, I have admiration for how you cope with the ongoing financial situations. I think you've done a terrific job. And so have you, Pat, for you've done a great job in becoming a member here at KPR. Chris Hess, also in Lawrence, Kansas, thank you for becoming a Directors Club member during the Campaign for Excellence. 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org.
You know, it's not fair just to leave it up to Pat Nobo of Topeka and Chris Hess of Lawrence and Lynn Heiligenthal Showalter of Ohio to do all the heavy lifting here. Our goal is to make all of our listeners listener members. If you listen a lot, you should probably give a lot. If you only listen a little tiny amount, well, make your pledge small. The important thing is to make a pledge. We're collecting pledges, small, medium, and large, right now. When you call 888-577-5268. And if you call right now, chances are good that you'll be speaking with Felonies Lovato Winston in our development department. She is one of our staff members taking calls right now. I'd also like to give a shout-out to our friend Andy Taylor, who runs the Montgomery County Chronicle. Andy Taylor lives in Independence, and he left us a nice, lengthy message about how much he relies on KPR and NPR. And he also makes the point that his readers of the Montgomery County Chronicle depend on his news, and he says he depends on us at NPR and KPR, and that's why he's glad to make an investment. Well, thank you, Andy Taylor, for all that you're doing for your readers in Southeast Kansas. And thanks for what you're doing for us by becoming a contributor. I know he's contributed in the past. I believe he's an existing member. Are you an existing member? If not, why not become one right now at 888-577-5268?
You know, Jake, I was really
touched and impressed by what Andy had to say in his lengthy comments here. And he ended it up by saying, my readers depend on me. I depend on NPR and KPR. That's why I'm glad to invest in it. Give. That's pretty straightforward. Give. Give what you can. Because Kansas Public Radio gives to you every day, 365 days a year, the latest news, great music, wonderful entertainment. It doesn't just happen. Everyone who listens, who consumes that product, should really be a part of this radio station and help enable us to continue that level of programming. 888-577-5268, or you can pledge online safely and securely at kansaspublicradio.org.
You know, another thing that I like about Andy's note is the fact that he's from Independence, which is not a huge town. And most of the folks that have called in this morning have been from Topeka and Lawrence, kind of the usual suspects in the places that folks donate from. But it's nice to hear from the smaller towns, because I think in a lot of cases, folks in those rural areas do really rely on KPR for their information. So if you're one of those folks, if you're out there in one of the smaller rural areas, and KPR covers an awful lot of northeastern, I'd also say down into almost south central Kansas. If you're one of the folks that do that, now's a good time to express that support. 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org.
It's a minute before 8 o'clock. The news is coming up next on KPR. Thanks to Albert and Deborah Elser for making a contribution from Lawrence, Kansas, trying to put away the challenge from Lynn Heiligenthal Showalter, who's been throwing in an extra $100 bill this morning to all pledges of $70 a year or more. If this speaks to you, we hope you'll call us at 888-577-5268. And because the federal government requires me to say this every hour, here's a reminder. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, which includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute.
The blockbuster trial over Fox News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 96.1 also in Lawrence.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Silent Sky about trailblazing astronomer Henrietta Leavitt and set in the 1900s when women in science were discouraged from making their own discoveries. From April 12th through 23rd, tickets at theaterlawrence.com.
Mostly cloudy skies in Lawrence at the moment, and windy weather in store for all of us today. We'll have a high around 78 degrees. Strong winds from the south at 20 to 25 miles an hour, sometimes gusting up to 40. And a wind advisory will take effect at 7 o'clock tonight. It'll be in effect until 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, so hang on to your hat. It looks like it wants to rain right now at the KPR studios, and it should later today, maybe as early as this evening, about an 80% chance of showers and storms, mainly after midnight. Tomorrow morning, a 40% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Well, I would like to mention that support for KPR comes from listeners like you and from Gracie, the Golden Retriever. In fact, this is the third time that Gracie has pledged to KPR. I'm talking about a dog that has made pledges to Kansas Public Radio. Apparently, she likes to listen to morning classical while she's napping on the couch. Just reading the information that's been provided to me. I'm Jay Schaefer, along with Rex Buchanan, a KPR commentator, and our program director, Daryl Brogdon. It's pretty interesting when the dogs are starting to pledge to KPR.
I was going to say, that is must be one amazing dog.
And this is the third
not only place. Has her own money, but can use the phone too. So, and she lives with Albert and Deborah Elser here in Lawrence. So, whoever made that pledge, thank you so much. You helped us meet the challenge from Lynn Heiligenthal Showalter. It was worth $100. Thank you, Lynn, for your continuing support of Kansas Public Radio. Daryl Brogdon, Rex Buchanan, Jay Schaefer here this morning. Jake Jacobson is handling our tally, and we'd love to hear from you at 888-577-5268 or at kansaspublicradio.org, because you are a member of the KPR family, the KPR community. Whether you're a member or not, just by virtue of the fact that you listen to KPR makes you part of this community. And we hope that as a member of this community, you'll support KPR with your investment right now. If you do, in fact, if you do by 8:30 this morning, Marty and Betsy Drapes are putting up $500 to match your pledges right now. However, Marty and Betsy want this to happen right now. They say enough already. Let's get those pledges in by 8:30 this morning. We'll match that with $500. But if you don't get the $500 pledged, you lose out on the match. So it's one of those use it or lose it times, Jay Schaefer. And I know you and Rex both live for those opportunities. So I'm going to turn it over to you to take us on home.
Apparently, the Drapers have no patience for procrastinators. This is a use it or lose it challenge. It's an extra $500 for KPR.
But right now.
If you pledge right now at 888-577-5268.
So if you call that number now, you will talk to Felly, who is going to answer the phone. And she's a great person. She's very nice. Or you can pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. I remember back in the days before people could pledge over the website, you had like a whole bank of volunteers who would come in and answer the phones and take those pledges. And I used to do that. And they were really, that's where I really got the sense of folks who felt like they were part of that KPR community. They listened a lot. They really wanted to help. They were almost in every case already a member, but they wanted to go even beyond that and come in and answer phones. And there are a lot of people I've found over time that have that same sense of belonging to KPR. I think it's partially because radio is just such a personal medium, and partly because, you know, Daryl and Jay Schaefer are great human beings that everybody loves. But it makes you feel like you're part of that community. So now would be a good time to express that. And as you guys have pointed out, you've got a little bit of time here in order to get that matching money. And especially if you're from the Manhattan area where this is coming from, this would be a good time to for folks in Manhattan to call in and call 1-888-577-5268 or go to kansaspublicradio.org.
Marty and Betsy Draper in Manhattan are putting up $500. They're putting it up only until 8:30 this morning. That's about 6 minutes from right now. And look at it this way. A $500 pledge takes it completely away with one pledge. So if that's an amount that you can handle financially, make that pledge now and take the entire match from Marty and Betsy Draper. We had a couple of anonymous pledges. They came in while we were working on Lynn Heiligenthal Showalter's challenge, one from Overland Park and another from Baldwin City, Kansas. Thank you both for making that investment in this community. Kansas Public Radio, 888-577-5268. Pledge online at our website, which is kansaspublicradio.org. We got 5 minutes now. 5 minutes till 8:30, and that's all the time that's available to us on this Draper Challenge. It's use it or lose it time, friends. We got to raise $500 by 8:30. $500 in 5 minutes, or the Drapers say that's not good enough. You got to raise the $500 in order to get our match. So now is a great time to make your pledge.
I'd love to hear from someone in Manhattan or perhaps nearby Ogden or Wamego or perhaps someone in uniform from nearby Fort Riley. Call in now. Help us take advantage of this use it or lose it challenge from the Drapers of Manhattan. 888-577-5268 is the number to call, and we're trying to get this in about 4 minutes. The latest news is coming up next, and later this morning the countdown continues. Did you vote on the best classical music of all time? Well, we've got the top 70 that we're counting down, and later this morning Cordelia Brown we'll be continuing the countdown on KPR 1. This morning, we'll listen to the wonderful tenor and baritone duet from the Pearl Fishers, also Mendelssohn's youthful Italian symphony, a can-can recorded by KPR, recording engineers last month, a can-can. I may have missed that. Also, Christopher Parkening will play Bach's peaceful theme, That Sheep May Safely Graze. It's all coming up later this morning on KPR 1 stations. Right now, we're trying to get the phones to ring. You can make it happen. It's $500 extra for KPR if you help us take advantage of it. 888-577-5268.
You know, we've been talking about communities, and there are all sorts of communities out there. I think if somebody brings that up, you tend to sort of think about, or at least I do, what town you live in as a community. But there are all sorts of other communities that you're part of. Maybe a church community, maybe a singing community. I'm part of a bocce playing community. But you might not think of yourself as being part of the KPR community, but again, you are if you listen. And in fact, you're probably even part of a subset of that community, like a KPR news listener, like I would be, or a KPR classical music listener. Although, hey, what was the deal with this can-can thing, Jay? Was there something going on in the studio I was not aware of? Were you guys dancing? What happened?
Well, it was can-can day at Kansas Public Radio. Jay was away, so he did not get to take part in the can-can.
But he can't.
He can't. That's
so
right.
If you are part of that public radio community, it would be a good time to show your support for that community. 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org.
Look at this. 2 minutes left, Jay Schaefer. 2 minutes before we're out of time on Marty and Betsy Draper's Challenge, and no one has taken us up on this opportunity. You can pledge $500 or some part of it. And Marty and Betsy, okay, here's our first one. Kristen Miles here in Lawrence, thank you for getting involved in this challenge from the Drapers. There's $308 left in this opportunity right now. So a pledge of $1 a day, for example, will go so far to meet this challenge and make it possible for KPR to continue to provide you the programming that you expect. I know, Jay, we're supposed to pause here, but let's hang on for another minute. I think we can do that, can't we?
Absolutely.
And see if we can make this challenge from Marty and Betsy Draper of Manhattan. $300 left to raise. It's use it or lose it, and we have to do this before 8:30. And there is now 45 seconds left in this opportunity. I can't believe we're going to fall short, but it's not looking good right now. So maybe you should go to your phone, go to your computer, and make that pledge. 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org.
If you're just tuning in, Marty and Betsy Draper of Manhattan are trying to give us $500, but it's a use-it-or-lose-it situation. We'd like you to use it right now. Give us a call, 888-577-5268. We would like to head into the next newscast as winners, and you can help out by making your pledge right now. 888-577-5268, and thanks.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Ukraine's defense minister says his country is more secure now that Patriot missile systems have arrived from the U.S., Kyiv hopes to use the surface-to-air-guided systems to defend itself from Russia.
This is NPR News.
And this is the place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Coming to you today during our spring membership drive, encouraging you to join us in our efforts to bring public radio to the masses. How's it done? Well, you call us and you pledge $5 or $10 or $15 a month or $1 a day, or whatever you can afford. Decide how much this programming is worth to you, and then call in that amount at 888 5268. You can also pledge on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Know this, about 84% of the money it takes to run KPR comes from listeners like you and me and this guy, sustaining member Rex Buchanan, a KPR commentator and director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. Rex, we were able to collect enough pledges, enough phone calls in the last little break to successfully meet a challenge that came in from Manhattan, Kansas. I do want to thank Marty and Betsy Draper of Manhattan for making additional money available to us here at KPR. Thanks so much.
And we've got a new challenge that's out there now that Charles and Virginia Clark of Prairie Village are offering to match pledges of $70 or more. So if you call or go to the website now, you basically can double your money based on that matching pledge. And you can do that, not just if you're not a member and you become a member, that's one way of going about it. But the other thing you can do, as I understand it, Jay, is if you're a sustaining member the way we are, if you increase your sustaining membership, that'll be matched as well. So it isn't just up to the people that are not members. People that are already members can go increase that amount. It's relatively easy, and that will be matched as well. Am I correct in my understanding, Jay Schaefer?
I'm getting the signal from Jake Jacobson, our top salesman here at KPR, that yes, in fact, that is true. You can increase or upgrade your existing membership, perhaps even your sustaining membership at KPR. You would qualify. Or you can be a brand new member of Kansas Public Radio. Make it happen when you call 888-577-5268. We've got more news still to come on Kansas Public Radio this morning, so don't touch that dial. In the meantime, keep the pledges rolling in at 888-577-5268 and online at kansaspublicradio.org. More news straight ahead here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater.
This is NPR News.
The place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies and breezy conditions in store for eastern Kansas today. We'll have a high of 78 degrees. Here in Lawrence, a partly sunny sky, 65. In Abilene, windy and 67. Topeka, 66. Manhattan, windy and 69. Junction City with 68 degrees. Chanute, partly sunny, windy, and 66, and in Emporia, the winds are blowing 67 degrees. Around 7 o'clock tonight, a wind advisory will take effect. The winds will blow hard all night long. That wind advisory will last until 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. Later this evening and into the night, about an 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms, a low of 55. And for tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain and storms, mostly in the morning.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Cabaret, the Candor and Ebb musical, now with more tickets available. Playing April 20th through the 30th in Murphy Hall Stage 2. Seating is limited. Tickets at KUTheater.com.
You might be wondering, who makes Kansas Public Radio possible? Well, you do when you pledge your support by calling 888-577-5268. We've got a listener in the Yates Center, thanks to Jim Cahill for calling in and making a pledge. Kate White in Lawrence. Also Marina Suarez of Lawrence. Paul Roost of Topeka. Hope I got your last name right, Paul. Thanks for contributing to Kansas Public Radio. And thanks to Janet Allen, who checked in from Shawnee Mission. She said, keep doing a great job. Well, Janet, we're trying, and we're trying to reach a few more people this morning. I'm Jay Schaefer, along with our program director, Daryl Brogdon, and Rex Buchanan. Daryl, I understand we've got one final challenge this morning.
We do indeed, and it's a big one. We only have a few minutes to talk to you this morning before the news. But Charles and Virginia Clark of Prairie Village, Kansas,
matching money, and become part of the community that you're probably already a part of already because you're listening to public radio. So it isn't just the big donations, small ones counts too. And now would be a good time to call in 1-888-577-5268. I'm always confused. Do you really need that one? Do I have to say that?
No.
Probably not.
But you don't have to say that.
But you have this bad habit of dropping one of those eights from the 888 number. It is 888-577-5268. You don't need the one.
Jay Schaefer is a tough taskmaster on Morning Edition during the campaign for Rex.
It's only because I'm sort of, kind of friendly with Rex beyond the confines of Kansas Public.
That's why you're able to heap all this abuse on him.
Familiarity breeds contempt. Yes,
exactly. All right, well, Rex, you have my sympathy.
Thank you, Daryl. I appreciate that. I find that people like me better in direct proportion to how well they know me. And
I don't even know what to do with that.
And the less they know me, the more they like me. And so thank you, Jay. That was 888-577-5268. I feel so proud. But now would be a good time to call in. Obviously, we had a lot of support here this morning, which has been great. And Ewan Shortus from Emporia made a pledge. So thank you for that. And it's good to hear from somebody from Emporia because I think that's the first Emporia phone call or pledge that we've had this morning. That's how
it
folks.
I think you may be right. It's also the first taker on Charles and Virginia Clark's challenge. So there's $1,280 left in that opportunity. They'll match your pledge dollar for dollar. Charles and Virginia Clark from Prairie Village, they're part of the Kansas Public Radio community, as are you. We'd just like for you to also be a member listener in this community, because when you are, that helps provide for the programming that you hear every day on KPR. We used to give away these barbecue aprons back in the day during pledge drives that said, "You've got a stake in public radio." It's a bad joke, but it's also very true, because you have a stake in public radio as a member listener. That means you enjoy the programming, you rely on the programming enough to put up a few bucks a year, whether it's $50 or $500. That's what the community is all about here, and what the community needs to continue to bring you programs like Morning Edition. 888-577-5268. KansasPublicRadio.org. Jay, there's $1,280 still available in that match from the Clarks in Prairie Village.
And we want to thank Charles and Virginia Clark of Prairie Village for making extra money available to KPR. Here's the deal. They are matching all incoming pledges of at least $70. $70 a year. That's a pledge of less than $6 a month. But on this, our 70th anniversary, perhaps you could contribute $70. Again, it's a pledge of a little under $6 a month. You can make the pledge all at once in one lump sum or spread it out over 12 months. It's entirely up to you, and our phone volunteers have more information on how you can make your pledge available to us. The important thing is to just make it. Have it matched right now, thanks to Charles and Virginia Clark of Prairie Village. Call us at 888-577-5268. One of the advantages of giving us a call and making a pledge to KPR and letting us know, yes, I have a stake in public radio, one of the advantages is leaving comments, and so many of you do. You tell us about your likes, your dislikes, what you'd like more of or less of. Almost invariably, people tell us they appreciate the news, they enjoy the classical music, they love coverage of the Kansas State House. I've seen pledge forms come in where people brag about Film Music Friday, hosted by Daryl Brogdon, our program director. Even more people have commented on the Retro Cocktail Hour, now celebrating its, 26th, maybe 27th year on the air.
27.
Whatever it is you like, about this public radio station, let us know when you call in with your pledge at 888-577-5268. Guess who's taking phone calls right now? The head of our development department, the department that raises money for KPR, Joanna Fewins, is taking calls. So is Felonies Lovato Winston, another member of our development team here at KPR. Keep the calls coming or pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Just a few seconds here before 8:59 rolls around during the Campaign for Excellence. This is such an important time here at KPR. We're raising money to pay for the programming that you hear every day on KPR. You can be a member at 888-577-5268, and you can pledge online safely and securely at kansaspublicradio.org.
And as we pause a second or two to allow our KPR2 stations to break away and identify themselves, I will identify us here on good old-fashioned KPR1. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, which includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can find us online, too, at kansaspublicradio.org.
Quick thanks, Jay and Rex, to James Kelliker in Manhattan, Kansas, who just made a generous pledge and took away most of the match. We're within a couple of $100s of meeting the target, the $1,500 target with Charles and Virginia Clark of Prairie Village, Kansas. Still matching your pledges. They'll match $280 of your investment if you make it now. We only have 1 minute before the news, and Cordelia Brown is already in the studio ready to bring you classical music this morning as the classical Top 70 countdown continues. 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you, Rex Buchanan, for getting up with the Dawn Patrol this morning.
And thank you guys for everything you do. And also, yeah, thanks to Jim Kelliker for that terrific donation. It's been really impressive to see all the support that people have. And there's still time to do that. 888, that's 888-577-5268, or kansaspublicradio.org.
For Daryl Brogdon, Rex Buchanan, Jake Jacobson, and all of us here at Kansas Public Radio, thanks for listening. And thanks for pledging. It's 9:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A detention hearing in federal court has been delayed for the man accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents online. Jack Teixeira's hearing in Boston today was supposed to determine whether he would remain in jail while he waits for trial. Teixeira's lawyers have asked for a 2-week delay to address the government's request to detain him. An order preserving access to the abortion pill mifepristone is set to expire late tonight unless the U.S. Supreme Court intervenes.